We got into grants because my business was struggling. This childcare center that I had started put me in hardship.
A lot of people have dreams, but they allow the money to stop them.
The biggest misconception is that you have to have this nonprofit organization and be out in the community feeding the homeless or giving back to qualify for funding. And it's just about your impact. I'm just out here teaching entrepreneurs how they can take those ideas that they have in their head, put it on paper, and get access to OPM, other people's money, to make their dreams come true.
The very thing that gets you fired is the very thing that's making you a multimillionaire. The thing that you wanted for yourself is the thing that you're actually helping other people do. Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video. So welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Today's guest is a true definition of turning pain into power. She went from being a 15-year corporate banker to getting fired for simply sharing financial game and turned that setback into a seven-figure empire. She is now known across the country as the Grant Expert, helping everyday entrepreneurs and nine-to-fivers secure 50K to 100K in business grants with no loans, no debt, and no credit required. Her upcoming book, Fired Into Freedom, is a raw and powerful story about how getting let go was the beginning of a new legacy. She's a mother, a mogul, a mentor, and now a published author. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Inside the Vault, Jaquinta Prim, a.k.a. Quinta, a.k.a. Coach K. What's up, Coach K? How you feeling?
How are you? That was an amazing intro. I'm the best.
I appreciate you. I'm excited. We have a lot in common, right? So I was a 15-year banking executive. I didn't get fired, right? But I got pushed out, you know. And part of, you know, it's similar stories. But what I appreciate about your story is that your ability to bounce back, your ability to use that pain to really be where you are today, which is phenomenal, because I think a lot of times when we go through things, you know, we see the lesson in hindsight. We don't know why we're going through it. We just kind of like, sometimes it might feel like the worst thing that happened to us, but we're able to bounce back, and you've bounced back in a big way, not only just for you, but you've also bounced back in a way that you're helping thousands of people fulfill their dreams in a way that they never thought it was going to be fulfilled. So this is going to be exciting. Yo, y'all need to get your pens, papers, all that together. But before we even start, for those who don't know, who is Jaquinta Prim?
So I claim the name of Coach K, the Grant Expert. I actually educate entrepreneurs on how they can get access to debt-free funding for their business. But before my journey, I haven't always been the expert when it came to grants. I worked for a financial institution, terminated for teaching that, teaching entrepreneurs how to get access to funding. I've owned a childcare center. I'm a mom. But most importantly, I'm just out here in the community just making an impact and teaching entrepreneurs how they can take those ideas that they have in their head, put it on paper, and get access to OPM, other people's money, to make their dreams come true.
No, I love that. And I think that one of the reasons why I'm excited about this episode is because I think a lot of people have dreams, but they allow the money to stop them. And they feel like, man, I don't have the money. So they either are working to try to save the money, and then life happens and they never get to that dream, or they just put the dream on the shelf and they just, you know, just go about their day and let that dream die. But you have a way to be able to help them with their dream, but then they don't have to pay it back. Like, these are actual grants. But one of the things I, like just knowing, right, building a 7-figure empire on your way to 8, 9, right? Like, how is that feeling to now, like, where you are right now and knowing, like, you got fired into freedom, but you know, how does it feel to be where you are now knowing that at once upon a time, like, they tried to bury you?
Yeah. So for me, I'm just getting started. Mm. So I had a conversation with somebody that's very close to me, and they said, you know, you made XYZ amount of money in a short amount of time. This is something that a lot of people don't accomplish. Yep. And they asked me, how did it feel? And I said, I just don't feel complete. Like, I feel this is a start of a journey because there's so much more out there that's available for me. Mm-hmm. But if I can help, if I can show up for a company and help them make millions, if I can close on $1 million loans for a company and a corporation and show up and give them 40 plus hours a week and make pennies doing it, I know I can do the same for me. So the feeling is I feel accomplished. I love what I'm doing, but I feel like I'm just getting started, and there's so much more out there for me.
Yeah, no, I love it. Take me back to your beginning, your childhood, like, or it don't have to be childhood, but like your beginnings. Like, did you have you know, great childhood? Was it tough growing up? Like how was your upbringing?
Yeah, so I still claim the daddy's girl title, right? Spoiled, rotten. Both of my parents were working. They worked 9-to-5 jobs. My dad retired early, but I watched my mom get up and work, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go to work every single day. She's the type of person that never calls out sick, dedicated all of her time to a company and corporation. And so I just watched that. Nobody around me was an entrepreneur. But as I grew and as I went off to college, I decided to go away from college because I wanted that independence. I knew staying at home, I would still be under my parents' wing. So I went off to college so I could get just a little piece of independence. And that's when the idea of just entrepreneurship kind of came about. I seen a need in Huntsville, Alabama. And so I would have conversations with my parents and they would be like, you know, maybe, you know, it's too risky. So I went into corporate America because I felt like that's what my parents wanted me to do. So, you know, just watching them get up, work, make sacrifices, it was just embedded in me that that's what I had to do. I didn't know of entrepreneurship at an early age. So it was just watching them and then just incorporating that into my journey. But here I am now.
Wow. And then so that urge for entrepreneurship, that need, that sort of like pressure to, you know, do what your parents want you to do, led you to corporate America, but, you know, you still didn't silence that entrepreneurship voice. Talk a little bit about starting your childcare business.
So when I first came to Huntsville, Alabama, I used to call it the city of opportunity. Land is cheap, property's cheap. You know, commercial buildings were affordable. So I told my father, you know, I want to open up something here. And I wanted to do a clothing boutique. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend or a relative who had a clothing boutique, and she discouraged me, like, mm-hmm. completely. Got me on the phone and gave me every reason why I shouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I had a house, and in the back of the home, there was a little space. And I was like, I should do something with this space. Like, I want to do something. But everybody around me was telling me no. So I didn't do anything. I kind of put it in the back of my head. Well, fast forward a couple years later, I'm in my senior year. And I found out that I'm pregnant with my daughter. So I'm looking for childcare centers, and I placed her in a childcare center that I really wasn't happy with, mm-hmm. but it's what I had to do because I had to work. Mm-hmm. So a couple years go by and I decided that, you know what, I'm going to open up my own childcare center. So I opened up my own childcare center, and because I needed affordable childcare and I needed childcare that offered extended hours as well. So with this childcare center, I decided that I wanted to do something different, and that was my journey in entrepreneurship. So it was started as a need for me, but as I got into it, I realized there were so many other parents who had that same need. They needed affordable childcare, quality education, and it was just an opportunity to be in the inner city community and make an impact as well.
And then from was it easy running?
No, not at all. So I people think of daycare centers and they see dollar signs immediately, right? Because parents are going to pay, or they assume that parents are going to pay the daycare. They're going to pay their daycare bill. Mm-hmm. It's not always the case. But now you're dealing with, you have, you know, little lives at your hands, at your fingertips that you have to protect. So you got 40, 50, 60 kids that you have to make sure are covered and protected at all times. But you also have 40, 50, 60 parents and different personalities that you have to, you know, get along with or accommodate. So I have stories for days of, you know, just parents being upset because we had one kid, we wanted to incorporate sign language, and a parent didn't want their kid to learn sign language. Mm-hmm. So for me as a parent, I'm like, this is a benefit to your kid. Right, yeah. But someone else seen it as, you know, something they didn't want their kid to learn. So you had to adjust. Financially, people think it's one of the easiest things to run. Mm-hmm. Financially, we had a lot of hardships.
Wow.
And that's kind of how we got into the grants, is because my business was struggling. Mm-hmm. But you have to follow state regulations, and state regulations change all the time. Yeah. So whatever they say goes, and you have to accommodate them. So we got into grants because my business was struggling. Mm. This childcare center that I had started, thinking that it would be an opportunity for me to start my journey, thinking it would be an opportunity for me to provide an impact in the community, put me in hardship. Mm. And almost made me lose my home and, you know, my car, and, you know, almost made me close the doors on my business.
Wow, wow, wow. And so this hardship made you almost lose your house, your you know, your home, but you got into grants. At what moment did the bank decide, hey, we're gonna fire you. We're going to fire you into freedom.
There was a situation where I had closed on $1 million loan mm-hmm. With Wells Fargo. My VP came over and he hands me an envelope. He slides the envelope over the table. So I'm thinking it's a check, you know, it's a bonus. Yeah. So I open up this envelope and it's a certificate to go on the Wells Fargo portal and buy a t-shirt.
Right.
A t-shirt that once I leave here, because I'm leaving here for sure now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't work here. You know, I can't even wear anymore. But, you know, as we continued on, I decided to stay. But I stayed for a little bit longer. And then as we kind of went on into the journey, I lost track of the question.
Mm-hmm. How did it lead to you getting fired?
How did it lead to? Yeah. Okay, sorry. So you'll go clip that at the other. Okay. So, you know, as we are, you know, as I'm still working there, I'm still going after opportunities, still going out, but I kind of realized that there was a lack in just my drive for showing up for Wells Fargo. So I was focusing more on my business. I truly locked in on my business because I knew that this was my way out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
They just gave me a t-shirt
for closing on $1 million loan. So, you know, we started writing grants, started getting access to grant funding because I'm truly locked in on this business. But then I started teaching and educating others on how they could get access to funding. Mm-hmm. So now I have clients that are coming in and maybe they're declined for a loan. Maybe they're declined for funding. Maybe they need help with their personal credit. So I'm working for the bank, but I'm in the education space as well. So now it's like, let me educate you on what to properly do. Mm-hmm. So they notice I'm spending too much time in my office with these clients, mm-hmm. or people are coming in and there's a line at the door mm-hmm. waiting on me
yep.
because they only want to see Jaquinta.
Yep.
So that just kind of raised some red flags. They started snooping through my social medias and they sent me an email and just said, you know, hey, because of the competitive nature of your business,
wow.
you have two options. You can dissolve what you're currently doing, which is teaching entrepreneurs how to get access to funding, or you can continue to go after, you know, what you're, you know, you can continue to work here. So I decided to continue to do what I was doing and making an impact.
And do you regret the decision?
Absolutely not. You know, I think in the beginning I had moments like, wait a minute, let me see what other banks out there are hiring, right? I know I can get another banking job.
Yep.
But no, not at all. I think this is this decision being pushed out of my comfort zone and being in a space where I'm coaching, not only did it help me and allow me the opportunity to just be a better mom, be able to show up for my daughter, but now I'm able to impact lives of thousands of entrepreneurs and truly show them a strategy on how they can get access to funding that most people don't even know that they qualify for.
Yeah. In your book, Fire to Freedom, you talk about being financially stuck even while owning real estate and having a good job. So, like, what advice would you have for people who are asset rich but cash poor?
So one is to truly understand how to properly leverage what you do have. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest mistakes that I had is I kind of went all in on everything. And mm-hmm. I kind of had my hand in a little bit, of, you know, so now I got a little bit of money. Okay, let me go buy a piece of real estate. Okay, mm-hmm. I got this piece of real estate. Let me invest into this child care center. Okay, I invested into this child care center. Let me put some more money over here. So I emptied out everything that I had mm-hmm. trying to just build this big portfolio because I thought that that was the right strategy. Mm-hmm. If I would have just dived in and focused on one thing and as that thing built, now I have more money to kind of leverage and go after what's out there. But most importantly, just being more educated and more knowledgeable before I dived in. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we see an opportunity, someone tells us to invest in a piece of real estate
yeah.
and we just go grab it because somebody said that's a good idea sure. with no knowledge or no background or not knowing how to truly leverage it.
Yeah.
For our financial needs.
Yeah, no, I think that's the, you know, people always ask me like, if you could go back, like what advice would you give to your younger self? And that would be that, like, don't buy your first home. Do not buy your first home to live in.
Yes.
Right. buy if you're gonna buy real estate, make sure that real estate is an income producing asset, mm-hmm. and then let that asset pay for your lifestyle. Because a lot of times, you know, people think financial freedom is about the amount of money you make, but financial freedom is not about the amount of money you make. It's about that freedom, that, you know, changing your relationship with money. Instead of working hard for money, you got to make money work hard for you. And so speaking of making money work hard for you, I want to talk money, right? So, you know, again, and before I even pivot to that though, to this question about grants, you know, I like to like take the story and tie it all in and like let people see the lessons in it, right? The lessons and the blessings. And I just find it, I call it God, I think it's God, right? But I just find it ironic that the very thing that gets you fired is the very thing that's making you a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. And it's the very thing that is allowing you, the thing that you wanted for yourself is the thing that you're actually helping other people do and get and fulfill their dreams. And so in a way, the road to financial freedom is on the opposite side of service, right? What you want for yourself, you want for others. And then you start to give that to people, that's where your blessing lies. So I don't want people to miss that. Like that connection and the irony. Again, I'm being facetious when I say irony, but that connection and that coincidence and that irony that I call God is just like, it's a masterpiece.
Mm, yeah.
You get fired for help. So let me get this straight. I work for a bank and the bank is purportedly working to help customers. Customers who come in who can't qualify for the bank service, right? I have an employee who goes above and beyond and help them to still get their needs met. It's not like we're saying, here's this grant instead of this loan. This is no, you can't get this loan. So here's another option.
So I want to clear that up.
Yeah.
So I wasn't serve. I would still offer a service within the bank. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't saying, you don't qualify for this loan. Let's go get this grant. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So it was more so of, you don't qualify for this credit card. Let me educate you
yeah.
on what you should be doing.
Yeah.
They didn't like that.
Yeah.
Either.
Right. Yeah. And so even, you know, even that, so that connects with the even more.
Yes.
Right. I'm not even trying to get the business. I'm just educating you. Mm-hmm. Right. And this bank that purportedly supposed to be helping the people doesn't want me to educate the people.
The people.
And because of that, I get fired. But when I get fired, though, the very thing I get fired for, which is educating the people and helping the people, is the same thing, mm-hmm. right? The same thing that helps me become a multimillionaire. And it's the same thing that buys me.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
My freedom. So I don't know what y'all going to do with that. I didn't want to glaze over that, audience. my insiders. I didn't want to glaze over that, but I don't know what you're going to do with that, but there's something to that, right? Yeah, there's something to it. That. Cause like, even for myself, like I used to get in trouble cause they said I talk too much. Now I make millions of dollars talking, right? I get paid for my thoughts. Like I write books. I help other, and so, you know, the piece that I want people to understand is that your gift will make room for you. Mm-hmm. If you see it as such though, right? Yeah. Sometimes we don't see the gift as that. And then, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
I love it. Thank you for that.
Let me get off my soapbox.
You pour it into me. Thank you for that.
Get out my soapbox. All right. So let's talk about grants, right? So most people think that grants are only for nonprofits, right? What's the biggest myth that you know, people believe about grants?
Yeah, so that is one of the biggest myths, is that you have to be a nonprofit to qualify for grant funding. And you can be a for-profit company and get access to grant funding. So you can have an LLC or S-Corp or C-Corp, whatever you decide, and qualify for grant funding. So the biggest misconception is that you have to have this nonprofit organization and be out in the community, you know, feeding the homeless or giving back to qualify for funding. And it's just about your impact. It's what you're doing within your business or within your industry that opens up the door for you to get access to funding.
And I love that clarity, though, because I'll be honest with you, this, it was the same for myself until later, right? Like I thought, like, oh man, I would have to start sort of not, like, if I wanted access to grants, I would have to start a nonprofit organization. And most people, when you think about grants, because it feels like, you know, it's, again, I mean, it is what it is, right? It's money that's given to you that you don't have to pay back. But do you not have to do anything for the grant money?
So there are several different opportunities out there. What we like is what's called unrestricted grants, mm-hmm. which means that we can take the money and we reinvest this money back into our business, however we see fit to make mm-hmm. it, to make it expand and grow. There are some people who, they, when they think grants, they think free money, right? Mm-hmm. And there are some grantors who will give you this money and say, hey, based off of your grant proposal, you said that these were the things that you were going to do. We're going to hold you accountable and make sure you do these things mm-hmm. that you told us. Because you give grantors a budget mm-hmm. and you tell them that, hey, this is my budget. This is what I need to make my business expand and grow. And they give you the money based off of that. Mm-hmm. So people think free money and I can just do whatever I want to do with it. There are some people who are going to hold you accountable and make sure that you're spending the money to reinvest it back into your business to help you elevate and grow. But mm-hmm. if I can get $100,000 mm-hmm. to reinvest back into my business for ads, mm-hmm. for marketing, for hiring employees, for that new commercial space, or whatever you feel like you need to scale your business, grants are an opportunity for you to make it happen.
Man, and I'm telling you, like, there's so many people that just don't know it. And there's so many people that are out there on their own trying to figure it out, who, again, are putting their dreams aside because, like, you know, I've known many businesses that, you know, they need money for marketing, for ads, for a website, for whatever they need the capital for. And a lot of times it's like, all right, let me bootstrap. Mm-hmm. Let me try to, you know, let me try to sell this ebook. Let me try to sell t-shirts. Let me, like, they'll start, you know, from the bottom, you know, with this big dream though, right? And the honest truth is what happens is that they get burnt out doing the thing that's not even really connected to their dream for real. Not knowing that they could have spent that energy, right, you know, applying for grants. How difficult is it? Is it like, you know, do I have to have a bachelor's degree? Like, how difficult is it to apply for grants?
It's not. So there are different grants out there. So there is a grant called the Legacy Grant, another grant called the Greatness Grants. These are two grants that are sponsored by entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. myself, and one is Nehemiah Davis. Mm-hmm. This grant asks you one question. Mm-hmm. So if you have a phone in front of you right now, you can literally pull out this phone, apply for the Legacy Grant while you're watching this podcast. And when you apply for this grant, I'm just going to, is it okay if I share with them on how to apply? Yeah. So when you apply for a grant, what we do inside of our community is we use what's called the REAL strategy. Mm-hmm. And so what we always do is when we're applying for a grant and they ask us, how are you going to use the money? We simply keep it real, right? So R, you make sure you're relatable to the investor. So you have a conversation with the person who has the money or the funding that you need. You make a connection with them and tell them how you plan or aim on using the funding. E, you educate them about your business and your brand. So what makes your business unique? What problem are you going to solve? Why do you deserve the funding that you're requesting? A, you have to have an action plan. discipline. This is generally your budget breakdown. So this talks about how you are going to execute when you receive the funding. And L, you just make sure these companies love your vision and love your brand and they want to invest into you. So when you're applying for the Legacy Grant or the Greatness Grant, you simply keep it real and talk about how you're going to use the money or funding.
And then how, I mean, you can plug it. How they go? How they?
Yeah, thelegacygrant.com. It's thelegacygrant.com or thegreatnessgrant.com. It's two grants that you can apply for now.
How much is the Legacy Grant?
The Legacy Grant is $1,000. The Greatness Grant, I believe, is $2,500. Yeah. Those are simple grants. Mm-hmm. There's also a grant.
I might sort of grant though. Why I don't have a grant? Why don't I have the abundance grant?
You can do the abundance. We're gonna make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
Theabundancegrant.com. We need that.
And so what I love is a grantor can decide who they want to give the funding to. So you can say, I want to give this to an author, right? Or an up and coming author to help them start their business or help them start their publishing. Or you can say, I just want to give it to an entrepreneur in general. So if I'm applying for this grant and I'm an author or I think I want to be, I would apply using that as my impact, right? And use the real strategy. So go based off of who the grantor wants to give the funding to and talk about why the funding or why you deserve the funding that they have available.
I love that. And I think that that's important because, again, when I think grant, I mean, I come from a space, though, that, you know, people who, talk about grants or people who've gotten grants, they're like, yo, you have to have a great grant writer or you have to know the language and the jargon and all that stuff. How can you use AI, like in the age of AI, like how has that made it easier or more difficult for grants?
Great question. So as a grant writer and someone who's got access to thousands of dollars and millions of dollars in grant funding, being a grant writer, what we are doing inside of our community now is we are using and leveraging AI to get access to grants. Now, if you go to AI or ChatGPT and you type in, help me apply for this grant, you won't win the grant, right? Mm-hmm. But if you go to it, and I use the three T's, I teach AI. So if you go to it and you just say, hey, I want to get access to grant funding. Mm-hmm. What information do you need to know about me? It's going to come up with a list of questions. It's going to ask you about your mission. It's going to ask you about corporate documents that you have. Are you a for-profit or a nonprofit? So we're teaching it about our business. Then we want to train it. So if you're a training AI, you go to it and you say, act as a certified grant writer with over 10 years of experience and a 98% success rate. Your job is to help me get access to more grants for my business. And so now you're training it on the tasks that you need it to do. And then you test it out, right? So you teach, train, and then you test. So you go in and maybe you can plug in the link or the URL for a grant that you're applying for. And let's just say we're applying for the Black Ambition Grant, which is sponsored by Pharrell. This is a $100,000 grant that he gives out every single year. So I would plug the URL of that grant into ChatGPT. It already has my mission. It already knows about my business. It has my website. And I would tell it to implement or include my website with their mission to help me get access to more grant funding or create me a grant proposal or answer the grant question. So we teach it, we train it, then we test it out. This is what makes your grant answers unique, right? So this is what separates your proposal from anybody else's or your answers from anyone else's. But after we do that and after we get the answers, I always like to use AI as an employee in my business, right? So if you have an employee in your business, you train it, right? You teach it what to do, but you also go back in and you check the work sometimes, right?
Right.
To make sure it includes your mission and what you needed to do. And but there is a feature called Zero Chat GPT. So you can plug your answer into Zero Chat GPT to make sure that it's humanized, to make sure that grantors are not aware that you're using AI when applying for this grant. So yes, we're winning. We have a student, Mr. Birch, who just won a $150,000 grant for his transportation company. Nice. And he used and leveraged AI 100% to get access to that funding. No grant writer, right? So he didn't pay a grant writer. He didn't pay an application fee. He just joined the community and used the resources inside and got $150,000 debt-free, no credit check.
Wow. Wow. And I love that. Oh my God. I love it. Especially for our community. And you mentioned, transportation, which leads me to my next question. What types of businesses, are actually eligible for funding? And, even if they think they're not, cause I know that there's people that might think certain businesses, you know, don't qualify, but what type of business qualify?
Yeah. I love that question. So when we think about grants, people immediately say, oh, it's not for me.
Yeah.
Every business qualifies. Hmm. Every person that will use this strategy and take a couple of minutes to apply for a grant opportunity qualifies for the grant. My first grant I received was $500. It took me less than 30 minutes to apply for that grant.
Wow.
So 30 minutes of my time to get $500. Wow. Now that 500 turned to 10, 10 turned to 100, but every company qualifies for grant funding. It's all about your impact. What are you doing? What are you doing within your business that's going to open up the door for funding? Inside of my community, I always teach them to do two things, right? So you find a problem and be the solution. Mm. Talk about a problem that you have found within your community or within your industry and the solution that you have to the problem, which is simple. It's your business, mm-hmm. right? Great entrepreneurs mm-hmm. solve problems. Mm-hmm. So if I am solving a problem with my business, this is what's going to open up the door for me to get access to grant funding.
No, I love that. I love that. Find a problem, be the solution.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. What's your process or method for helping someone secure 50K. I want the money. 50K to 100K in grant funding.
I love that. So when we think about grant funding, when people come to me and they say, Coach K, I need $100,000 in yeah. grants. Well,
I need $100,000 in grants.
I need $100,000 in grants. So Ash Cash, you need $100,000 in grants. So the first thing I would do is check the foundation of your business. Mm. So I'm going to go through and do an audit of your business to make sure your business is fundable. Mm. So we want access to this funding, but are you investing into your corporation documents? Mm. Do you have your LLC in place? Mm. Do you have your EIN? Do you have a professional business address? Mm. Do you have the brand appearance online? Mm. If I Google your business, can I see your mission, who you are, what you do, and who you serve? Mm. The next thing I'm going to do is find the right grants that align with your mission and your brand. So sometimes there are corporate grants. Every major corporation typically has a grant out there available. Right now, AT&T has a grant, $50,000. Progressive has a grant, $25,000. Progressive is $50,000. This is to purchase a vehicle. Mm-hmm. Allstate has a $25,000 grant. Wow. So I'm going to find grants that align with your mission and align with your goals and your impact. This might be foundation grants. Mm-hmm. Beyonce has a foundation. Walmart has a foundation. But once we find the right grants, we're going to apply for those grants using the real strategy. So making sure we're relatable, educate the investors, have an action plan, and make sure they can love your business and brand. Now, here's the thing about grants. Most people want $100,000. They want to see the number of $100,000. Sometimes we have to piece that together. So we might go to Allstate and get $25,000. Mm-hmm. We might go to this foundation and get $10,000. We might go to Nehemiah Davis and get the $2,500 grant. We might get the abundance grant for $1,000, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to piece those grant opportunities together to get to the goal of $100,000.
Mm, I love that. Give me an example, because I know you got receipts, right? Give me an example of, you know, one of your students who was able to, you know, win a grant. Give me like a small one, mm-hmm. but then give me something like, nah.
I love that, because most people, when you start with the big number, they're like, that's not real,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But so we have a student, his name is Melvin, and I like to start with Melvin. I brag about Melvin a lot because people typically think grants are not for men.
Mm.
And a lot of times when it comes to applying for grants, or men who run a business, sometimes they like to push the task on somebody else to actually write and apply. Melvin is actually writing grants and applying for grants. He got $80,000 and grant funding. But what I love about Melvin is once he learned this skill and strategy, he went back and started helping his family members and friends. Mm. So now he's a grant writer, and he's helped his family and his family members and friends get over $215,000 in grant funding. So imagine locking in and learning a skill that helps you, but then now you're able to go out and help your family members and friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always share the story of my best friend. She got $200,000 in grant funding.
Wow.
She has a medical company, a home health company.
She was your best friend before the $200,000?
She was my best friend before $200,000. Yes.
Do you have any like done for you grant services that you offer?
So what's so dope about my services is I would prefer to educate you, because if I can teach you, this is a skill and strategy that you can use for life.
Yeah.
Or you can be like Mr. Melvin, who gets access to $80,000 and then he goes out and he helps his family members and friends get $215,000. Yeah. So we used to have a done for you service where I would write and apply for grants, but I didn't feel fulfilled. Mm. I didn't feel like I was waking up every day and walking in my purpose. Mm. My purpose is to teach you and to educate you so you have something that can help you for life. Mm. My daughter's 14 years old. Mm. She can write a grant. Mm. You know, she hasn't received her first grant yet. She's working on it. We got to make sure she stays consistent. That's the key, but she can write a grant.
Wow.
And so imagine learning this information at 14 and having an entrepreneur, she has an entrepreneur spirit for sure. Yeah. And knowing that this opportunity is out there for you. So inside of my community, we actually educate you. But what I love about it the most is we give you the resources. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I encourage entrepreneurs to apply for one grant every single day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go find the grant. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
So I'm giving it to you on a silver platter, and all you got to do is click submit and go after the opportunity. Mm-hmm.
And I love that, because even when you said that earlier, I think it was Miss Mary or Emma who does the grant a day.
That's Mary.
That's Mary, right? Like, even when you said that, I was like, that's dope, right? Imagine every single day you just apply for a grant, right? It's almost like they say you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Right.
Right. And so the ability to apply, and at the end of the day, you don't have to pay this back. You don't have to, you know, there is no, you know, no credit check. This is like something that you can get by just being willing to put yourself out there. And what's the worst that could happen is just no, you just don't get it. That's the worst thing.
Applying for the one grant a day, it does a couple of different things. One, you always have something in the chamber, right? So entrepreneurs who apply for 20 to 30 grants have a 99% success rate, 98% success rate of getting access to funding.
Wow.
So imagine I apply for one grant every single day, and next month I wake up to two or three opportunities. So we have a young lady, her name is Kendra. She received 4 grants in 1 month by using the strategy of applying for one grant every single day. Now, you won't get them every single month, right? But imagine waking up to 4 opportunities that are out there because you use this strategy. But it also builds your confidence when applying, because now you notice these grantors are asking the same questions. Right. So now I just type this one time and I just go copy and paste. Right. Right. But now I'm getting stronger with what I need in my wording, and it just builds that level of confidence when applying for grants.
I love it. I love it. Listen, y'all better tap in. Make sure y'all join her for the masterclass. Learn. Join the community. We've given you so many resources right now. Do something, right? Join the free masterclass. Take advantage of the free book. You know, make sure you join her community. Like, all the good things that is going to help you take your business to the next level, because I know that, you know, you have that dream. You have that vision. That vision was given to you so that you can execute on it. And sometimes that access to capital is what's stopping you. And so I need you to take action now, right? N-O-W, no opportunity wasted. Do not waste the opportunity, especially an opportunity that you don't have to pay back. If they want to connect with you, where can they find you?
So if you are ready to take your business to the next level and get access to $50,000 to $100,000 or more in funding, I'm on all social media platforms at ITSS Coach K. ITSS Coach K. Ready to connect with you.
All right, y'all. We are closing out the vault. Another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Inside the Vault. Visit our website, InsideTheVaultShow.com. Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at I am Ash Cash. Make sure you join the Abundance Community at TheAbundanceCommunity.com. Make sure that you apply for the Abundance Grant at TheAbundanceGrant.com. I don't know if that's real yet, but y'all could go. If it's not, I'll put the link down, because I didn't buy it yet, because we just figured it out right now. But it's just in case. If somebody has it, it's all good. We'll have a link below. But apply for the Abundance Grant at TheAbundanceGrant.com. We are closing out the vault. I'm going to see y'all next time. Same place. In God's will. Peace.